the guest list because it gave her a unique opportunity to get her hands on a sack of shiny baubles that were worth $13 million, give or take a few cents. This was the first time Gabriella had been in the sprawling Spanish Colonial Revival mansion, but she'd studied photos from a realtor website and floor plans from blueprints her assistant had provided. She had Google Earth photos and drone videos of the grounds. As it turned out, the videos of the grounds would be the most useful. In 10 minutes, the candidate was going to speak to the crowd and thank them for their support. When everyone was focused on the candidate, Gabriella would leave through an open patio door and slip out into the dark yard. Her only obstacle was Rawlings. He was currently standing by the double door, exchanging pleasantries with an elderly couple. Rawlings's girlfriend du jour was plastered against him, reveling in her girlfriend status, basking in Rawlings's wonderfulness. Rawlings and his Russian-born wife Olga had bought the house 7 years ago, during happier times. Now they were in the final stages of a contentious divorce. Rawlings was going to keep the Montecito property, and Olga would get the slopeside Aspen house, plus the Bentley and the Malibu Beach house. Somehow, $13 million in jewelry had disappeared during all the shouting and finger-pointing that had preceded Olga's final departure in the Bentley. Theft was suggested, but never proved. Rawlings submitted an insurance claim, and as a result, Gabriella Rose was on the scene, drinking warm champagne, on the clock for the insurer. Insurance fraud investigator was printed on her business card, and she had an international reputation for excellence in the field. Most of her jobs had one thing in common. Something needed to be found. And it was a fact that where others had failed, Gabriella was known to succeed. Gabriella left her secluded corner and pushed through the crowd to join Louis Salazar. He looked bored, standing next to a potted palm in the back of the room. He was retired LAPD, 43 years old, slim and fit, handsome enough to get bit roles when a film needed a Latino extra. He was also available for freelance security jobs. He knew how to keep a secret, and his morals were flexible. Gabriella had used him on previous jobs when she needed a little extra muscle. Louis nodded at Gabriella when she approached. "You aren't actually drinking that piss water, are you?" he asked, looking at the glass of champagne. "No? Do you want it?" "Sure. What the hell?" Louis polished off the champagne and set the empty glass in the palm tree's massive midnight blue ceramic pot. "When's showtime?" "In 5 minutes, when everyone's attention turns to the candidate. He's supposed to address the audience from the platform they placed on the other side of the room. We'll make our move when he starts to talk."
"What about Rawlings? He's standing in front of our door."
"He's going to introduce the guest of honor," Gabriella said. "Here we go." He's checking his watch.
"And he's on the move," Louis said, along with the woman who surgically attached to his hip.
Rawlings stepped onto the stage. The crowd gravitated toward him, and Gabriella and Louis stepped outside, onto the broad tiled lanai that was lit with vintage gas lanterns. Beyond the lanai was a sloping lawn that quickly disappeared into the dark night. Gabriella knew that a small cottage was sitting in that darkness. It had been the original structure on the property and was now simply a picturesque relic. And beyond the relic was a kitchen well that had also been passed over by time. Gabriella knew that all of Rawlings's security was concentrated on the front of the house tonight. They were policing the gated entrance and checking IDs at the front door. No one was watching the cameras in the back of the house. And if they were watching, they would see two lovers stealing away into the dark to do whatever. And one of them would be carrying her Louboutin slingbacks and walking barefoot.
"I can't see anything," Louis said. "I can't see you next to me. You're next to me, right?"
"Right," Gabriella said, reaching out and grabbing him by his jacket sleeve. It was a moonless night. Gabriella was navigating by periodically looking over her shoulder at the brightly lit mansion. She knew if she continued to walk straight ahead, she would come to a hedgerow and then the cottage. Louis also knew about the cottage because this morning he talked his way in as part of the gardening crew. He'd left a pair of rubber boots, a length of rope, a pry bar, and two PVC pipes behind the cottage.
"I don't mean to be nosy," Louis said, "but what the hell are we doing? If I didn't know better, I'd think you were bringing me back here to tie me up and have your way with me, or maybe to